most New Yorkers, traffic. On average last year, drivers across the world spent 42 hours in traffic. But in New York City, drivers spent 101 hours in traffic, according to the 2023 Global Traffic Scorecard.
The traffic conditions in Lower Manhattan in particular, they're pretty atrocious. By reducing the volume of traffic and making that traffic flow more efficiently, you will reduce some of the environmental burden that is imposed on those stakeholders.
That's Alexander Heil, an adjunct lecturer at Columbia School of Professional Studies.
There will be some traffic that simply will find its way through different entry points into Manhattan.
Tiffany Ann Taylor, the Vice President for Transportation at the Regional Plan Association, says the environmental assessment does talk about parts of the city that will experience additional congestion as well as negative impacts to changes in air quality. She names areas like the South Bronx, Queens near the RFK Bridge, and parts of Staten Island.
Why would their air quality worsen? Is because more cars will now be going through those areas instead of...
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, so traffic in theory will dissipate in some areas, but there will also be parts of the city that will see newer traffic patterns that we haven't seen before.
So, Taylor got me interested. If certain parts of the city are going to experience worse air quality because of congestion pricing, the very program that was supposed to help the issue, what do others have to say?
Hello.
So I called Dan Westervelt, an associate professor at Columbia's Climate School, and I asked him, how was air quality checked prior to the program, and what were the findings?
There's been some studies done by the MTA.
He explained that air quality was examined using chemical transport models, which saw that when traffic was reduced, pollutants like particulate matter, ozone, nitrogen dioxides, nitrogen oxides, black carbon, sulfur dioxide, and other pollutants would also decrease.
Especially in Manhattan, especially in the area of where the pricing takes effect. You know, the only places where they found any increases, they argued were pretty slight, pretty minor increases. But they did find some increases potentially in some of the outer boroughs.
But Taylor says that some communities still pushed back on congestion pricing.
Some of the folks in those communities have rallied together and said, hey, you shouldn't be putting together congestion pricing if it negatively impacts anybody, right?
So I went back to Westervelt to ask what poor air quality actually does to the body.
There's a bunch of different respiratory and cardiovascular ailments that are associated with exposure to air pollutants. And, you know, these outcomes are things like exacerbated cases of asthma. It can also lead to not just disease, but also premature death in some cases.
And congestion pricing fares are supposed to increase on a regular basis. The toll will rise to $12 in 2028 and to $15 in 2031. So only time will tell if air quality actually worsens in areas surrounding Manhattan. Charlotte Steinman, Columbia Radio News.